Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, I bet you didn't know you're supposed to eat fat to drop weight. Yeah? Well, guess what? You have to do this, and that means healthy fats are where it's at. And here to help us understand something that obviously is near and dear to my heart right. When we talk about nutrition is Chris Freitag. And she's a top fitness expert, as well as a contributing editor to Prevention Magazine, where I have my column.
Right.
It's a lifestyle coach column.
A lot in common.
Yeah, we're doing a little prevention thing, and author of a number of books. And the book we're talking about here is Five Fats You Should Be Eating for Health and Weight Loss. Now, I know what they are, but you better tell us, Chris, because our listeners are listening on in. So go ahead. Welcome on board, Chris.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here with you guys.
Thank you. We love having you. So tell us, what are these five fats we should be eating?
Well, and I should tell you, these aren't the only five fats, healthy
okay.
fats, but these are five of the best. So the first one, avocados, yum. Second,
okay.
olive oil. Third, seeds, all kinds of different seeds. Think chia seeds and all, you know, pumpkin seeds. Nuts, number four, and coconut oil, number five.
Hmm. Oh, boy. Now, when it comes to avocado, avocado is also incredibly rich with potassium. It actually has more potassium than bananas. Bet you didn't know that. And there it is. But avocado, I find, I am just a total avocado-aholic.
Me too.
When you put,
me
you know
too.
What, you know, Michelle, when you eat this, you feel so full. And it's just a small amount because that's what fat does. Right, Chris?
Well, exactly. And back in the 80s, you know, maybe you can remember, I personally and all my friends used to avoid fat. It was a decade of no fat. And we would mentally avoid fat, therefore probably eat larger portions, more sugar, and never feel really satisfied. But fats make you feel satisfied. I used to pass on avocados. Now, I don't even feel decadent anymore. They're just so delicious, full of antioxidants, rich in potassium, as you said, rich in fiber, and there's so many different ways you can use them.
Right.
Oh, I love them. Well, talk to us about seeds. Now, what kind of seeds are you talking about?
Well, I'm kind of a seed freak. I really love them.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were a seed freak. Oh, we're sharing now, aren't we?
Listen, Chris, I am, too. Like sunflower seeds.
Oh, chia seeds, flax seed.
Oh, yeah. I love my seeds. Unsalted, roasted, natural seeds.
Exactly. You guys know it. And chia seeds, they have omega-3 fatty acids. They're full of iron and folate. They're easy to use. Throw in smoothies, throw in your oatmeal, throw in your yogurt. I love pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds, and I'll mix them in with nuts and dried fruit, make my own kind of trail mix that I just munch on, keeps
right.
me satisfied, and then I don't reach for the processed food. And that's just something that, you know, is so important that people know, because often you never feel satisfied. You're constantly grazing or constantly reaching. When you eat healthy fats, you feel satisfied.
So I have a question I have to ask. This coconut oil, I hear pro and con about it. Some people say that it's good for you. Some people say you shouldn't be using coconut oil. You should just use olive oil. Can you explain to me why we're always having this great debate and what we really should be doing?
Well, they're both healthy, because I mentioned olive oil also. But I'll give my plea for coconut oil. First of all, it is a saturated fat, which is why some people go, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? But it's derived from plants. So it makes it different than saturated fat derived from animals. It actually can help to lower your cholesterol, rev your metabolism, promote healthy immune systems. And one of the reasons people will use it instead of olive oil is because it has a higher flash point, smoke point. So you can cook at a higher temperature without burning your food. Mm-hmm. I personally love the flavor. For instance, I will, you know, roast my Brussels sprouts or my vegetables. I just mentioned Brussels sprouts because I love them so much. But with coconut oil over olive oil. Some people don't love that flavor, and then the olive oil is very healthy. But it goes, you know, coconut oil goes well for popcorn, for veggies. It can be used instead of butter, spread on a piece of toast. It's a 1-to-1 ratio. And here's something else. I use it in the bathroom. I literally keep a jar of coconut oil in my bathroom. It's solid at room temperature, and I use it for my skin after a shower. And it is a tad greasy. You know, you don't want to be putting on your best clothes afterwards. But if you have time to lounge around, it's fabulous.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I like that. Maybe that's going to be
cheap.
The gift. For
Well, that should be interesting. But however, it should come with instructions because things could get real ugly in the bathroom. I can imagine. You sort of take the jar from the bathroom into the kitchen, and you get those little strange looks and everything. All right. So, Chris, what are your favorite nuts? I'm going to tell you right off the bat that I'm a total almond-aholic, and you'll find a 2-ounce Ziploc with almonds in it in my briefcase, in my purse.
That's right, I see it.
Everywhere.
I've seen it.
You've seen it. I do the almonds thing. And then I'm a walnut person because there's a reason why walnuts look like your brain. They're good brain food, too. Lots of good
totally
stuff.
Totally agree.
Okay, so what are yours?
I am a walnut and almond freak, too. I love them both. I like them whole, unsalted, unroasted. I like them slivered. I use them for, it depends on what I'm using for. I love walnuts really chopped up finely so that I can throw them like in a smoothie. And they give you that, or oatmeal, and they give you a little bit of crunch and nutty flavor, and they're satisfying. I also love pistachios. I'm a cashew fan, and cashews have so many health values. And I do occasionally, I like pecans. I'll put pecans in a salad. I think those go well in a salad.
What about macadamia?
I love macadamia nuts. They're a little higher in calories. Well, and with all nuts, they're good for you. They keep you satiated. They've got health properties like crazy. They're plant-based. You know, if you are, for instance, a vegan or a vegetarian. However, they're caloric, so you can't just gorge them. I like what you said. I heard you say you have a 2-ounce bag measured out. You can get yourself into trouble if you just eat handfuls of nuts.
Well, see, most of my patients would say, oh my gosh, you know, nuts have always gotten me into trouble. That's because you got one of those Costco bag, you know,
yeah,
full of nuts. And you're like doing the, bag dive here. What I always do is I try to do the portion control thing at all times, which is why those 2-ounce Ziplocs come in such handy, you know, because you could also put them everywhere. I mean, I just fill them up. Big time, throw them everywhere so I'm never stuck while I'm traveling or in between meetings. And they'll always satiate me enough before the next meal. And it's a great grab-on, you know, snack in a hurry. And if you think about it ahead of time, you can make your own little trail mix, just as you said, because I oftentimes add seeds, etc. Here's another little trick I use, and that is take those seeds and the walnuts chopped up in a Ziploc. And if I'm over at an airport or something, I'll score a yogurt. Usually I can find a Greek yogurt, and then I'll just throw those into the yogurt. I got myself a nice little 3 p.m. Snack that's going to hold me over and give me about 16 grams of protein at the same time. So there's lots of creative things you can do throughout the day. And guess what? You'll be satiated at the same time. You won't be grabbing for all the sugary, overly fatty, nasty fatty, salty stuff, processed, refined foods that will get you into trouble and pack on the pounds. So at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're actually addressing your cravings, feeling more satisfied, and guess what? Shedding some extra pounds, right, Chris?
Absolutely. And I eat at night, too, when people have that response. You know, at night, a lot of people will tell me, my clients will tell me, that's where they break down. That's where they, you know, they kind of put their guard down. They're
trying
to de-stress.
That's that vulnerable time. Well, if you want to read more about this, I want everyone to get that book, 5 Fats You Should Be Eating for Health and Weight Loss by Chris Freitag, the top fitness expert. You really want to make sure you get over to her website, and that's chrisfreitag.com. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. And the book is free, by the way. So all they have to do is go to my website, sign in, and they get the book for free.
Awesome. You get the book for free. That's the best news of all today. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.